The Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, Episode 40. In the last episode of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, we looked at the book, Sailing the Dream, written by John F. McGrady in 1999. We saw that Sailing the Dream is not just another sea story, it's a metaphysical pilgrimage as well, encouraging the reader to join in and take a second look at the values that steer their own lives. In this book, John describes his adventures sailing from Seattle across the South Pacific in a 34-foot sailboat and arriving in Bora Bora, where he experienced Polynesian paralysis. Today we return to Hawaii and look at the collection of Hawaiian proverbs and inspirational wisdom as collected by the author, Renata Provenzano, in her book titled A Little Book of Aloha that was published in 2001. And it won the Keep It Hawaii Award. This annual award recognizes individuals, organizations, and businesses that have demonstrated commitment to honor and perpetuate the Hawaiian culture and community. Renata Provenzano was born in Holland to a Dutch mother and Italian father. She learned to walk while on a ship when her family immigrated to Australia in 1972. She claims that this is why she can't stand still, and has led to her love for traveling the world. She is an international journalist and travel writer. Her fascination for the Hawaiian Islands stemmed from the love of the Hawaiian proverbs and a month-long visit in 2000. A Little Book of Aloha was her first published book. She begins her book by stating, Aloha, it's a term used in the Hawaiian Islands with a number of meanings, from hello to goodbye, to I love you and welcome. Visitors hear it from everyone they meet. Yet according to ancient traditions, its many meanings run deeper within the Hawaiian spiritual beliefs and attitudes toward life. Aloha is a warm embrace between loved ones. It is the meeting and greeting of one spirit with another. It is the sharing of life energy. A Little Book of Aloha is a collection of favorite Hawaiian proverbs, breathtaking natural images, and simple, inspirational anecdotes about Hawaii's unique culture and traditions. It is a perfect introduction to one of the friendliest and most loving cultures on Earth, and a fun guide to help you understand the spirit of aloha. The term Polynesian paralysis appears at the very beginning of this book, with a quote by Clifford Neiole. Clifford Neiole was born and raised in Maui, where he attended St. Anthony's High School in Wailuku. He studied business at Seattle University and received his travel agent certification from the San Francisco School of Travel. Trained as a Hawaiian chanter and hula dancer, he has used his background as a cultural practitioner to develop a robust and authentic cultural program that focuses on teaching visitors to Hawaii the importance of respecting Hawaii as a place and Hawaiians as a people. Since 1994, Mr. Neiole has been the community advocate and Hawaiian cultural advisor for the Ritz-Carlton Resort in Kapalua on the island of Maui. In this role, he has educated and advised thousands of employees, guests, and visitors on the Hawaiian culture and traditions while sharing fascinating accounts of his homeland and ancestors. He has been a pioneer in the development of educational programs for the visitor industry, hotel employees, and guests on proper Hawaiian protocol, cultural traditions, and storytelling. He is highly respected for his knowledge of Hawaiian culture, language, and history, and as an advocate for the preservation of sacred Hawaiian places. In the book, A Little Book of Aloha, Mr. Neiole describes the connection between being on Hawaiian time and Polynesian paralysis. On page 7, he describes being on Hawaiian time. I have a term I call Polynesian paralysis. It is the ability to simply be still and listen to your heartbeat, to stop and observe a beautiful rainbow, or to watch dolphins dance with the ocean. I would make this a priority over getting to a destination on time. The ability of observation, appreciation, and relaxation. When I arrive at my destination, I'm much happier. So here we have a great example from an expert in Hawaiian traditions, not a visitor to Hawaii, who seems to recognize the benefits of taking time to be still, relax, appreciate nature, and enjoy life. He might arrive late, which is known as being on Hawaiian time, but by taking time to enjoy life and experience Polynesian paralysis, he arrives much happier. It should be noted here that although Mr. Naeole, who is of Hawaiian heritage and an expert in Hawaiian culture and traditions, gives an excellent description of the term Polynesian paralysis, the term Polynesian paralysis was not used prior to the 1950s when visitors arrived on the islands. Hawaiians have always enjoyed a relaxed lifestyle, but the term Polynesian paralysis is not part of the Hawaiian culture or language. The author of A Little Book of Aloha, Renata Provenzano, writes that Hawaiians are some of the happiest people you will ever meet in the world. She goes on to say, the spirit of aloha is a way of life that indigenous Hawaiians have embraced for hundreds of years. It encompasses the secrets of grace, well-being, and happy disposition for which Hawaiians are so well known. The early Hawaiians had a deep respect for the earth, as well as a myriad of myths and legends that continue to influence their cultural traditions and attitudes today. On page 18, she writes, nobody is sure if it's the weather, the beauty of the islands, or the spirit of aloha that accounts for the Hawaiians' laid-back attitude towards life. The outlook is simple. If it didn't happen today, it was not meant to happen. Maybe another task is made clear, and that is more important for the time being. People live and enjoy life as nature intended. The people of Hawaii live with less stress and more aloha. On page 56, we find the following. The Hawaiian Islands were conquered in a hostile takeover more than a century ago. Hawaiian culture and traditions went underground and many practices were banned or deemed illegal. In the past few decades, ancient Hawaiian traditions like the hula, healing practices, and Hawaiian language have been resurrected both in the tourism area and for Hawaiians. The grace and ease with which the Hawaiians once again share their once-shunned culture with the rest of the world is a reflection of their spirit, strength, self-respect, forgiveness, love, and almighty aloha. On page 60, we find another quote from Clifford Naeole. He says, Hawaiians don't have a lock on aloha. Aloha is worldwide. If there is a difference, it's because Hawaiians have it as a natural trait. He makes the point that although aloha is an Hawaiian word and part of the Hawaiian culture and tradition, aloha is universal. Hawaiians seem to live as if everyone and everything is connected. On page 64, Ken Kamakia, a Hawaiian health practitioner on Maui, states the following, you cannot teach aloha. It is a feeling that comes deep from within you, from your heart. Hawaiians are born with this aloha, not the word aloha, but the spiritual feeling, or the mana, that makes this word so special to us. It's like going up to someone and greeting them, not with an exchange of words, just holding each other and letting your mana say it for you. This is the true aloha spirit. Hawaiians are fortunate that aloha is part of their culture and traditions. The relaxed lifestyle on these remote Pacific islands creates a tropical paradise. Over the centuries, the Hawaiian people grew to be one of the friendliest and most loving people on earth based on a spirit of aloha. Hawaiians have always lived with a deep respect and appreciation for the ocean and nature. It is easy to imagine that the author may have experienced Polynesian paralysis during her stay in Hawaii and found herself being still, relaxing, appreciating nature, and enjoying life in Hawaii. For more information about Polynesian paralysis, please visit our website at rxaloha.com. In the next episode of the Polynesian Paralysis Podcast, we look at the book Partners in Pleasure, Sharing Success, Creating Joy, Fulfilling Dreams Together by Paul Pearsall, published in 2001. Until then, please take a few minutes each day to be still, relax, appreciate nature, and enjoy life. Enjoy Polynesian Paralysis, the sensible approach to mindfulness.